Week 8 locker room chats here continue on 103.9 KNZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, now alongside head coach Brett Platter with the Jackson Heights Cobra Boys, coming off a big win over the Horton Chargers, 75-50. Coach, you had three games the last time we spoke, winning two out of them. Tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
Yeah, Oskaloosa last Thursday, second time around, was definitely a tough physical game where, there was a lot of back and forth down the stretch, and it really came down to who was able to execute and make plays down the stretch in order to come out with that victory. And fortunately for us, we were able to hit a few free throws and, you know, manage the time of possession and keep control of the ball and close that one out. And we sprung board that into Friday versus JCN, and the only time we're going to face JCN this season. And I thought JCN played really well. They've certainly improved over the course of the season when you watch them on film, and Coach Knoll's doing a great job over there. And, you know, they were certainly motivated and hit us pretty early and punched us in the mouth. And it was never something we could quite recover from, but I was proud of our boys' effort as we switched things up and intensified the game there in the third and fourth quarters and, you know, brought it down to a single-digit game where we were within striking distance, but unfortunately wasn't able to get a couple key possessions to keep closing that gap, and they were able to close it out with the victory on Friday. And we swing into Tuesday, and, you know, Horton, like I said, is many of these teams we can say in the league have improved over the course of time, and we get them the second time around at home. And it was a little bit of a back and forth early where we jumped out to a quick lead, but they closed the gap by half. And I really challenged our boys to, you know, make sure that we're executing the key details, whether that be extra effort on the box out, you know, pushing the pace in transition or an extra swing on a skip pass, whatever that may be. And we were able to find our legs underneath us in the late third quarter, fourth quarter, stretch it up to about a 20-25 point lead to where we were able to empty the bench and get everybody an opportunity late in that game. And that's always what you want to see as a coach. And I was proud of everybody's effort overall, and it was good to go 2-1 in this stretch.
Well, the big milestone that was accomplished in that game against Horton is that Drake Melly surpassed 1,000 career points. He's been on this team since he was a freshman. He's committed up to Nebraska in college for football. But what can you really, you know, say about this young man, this player, this athlete who's been in with you and your coaching program these last 4 years?
Yeah, anybody that's from the area certainly knows about Drake, and you talk to other coaches and they feel like he's been around forever, and sometimes we do too. And he certainly had to make an impact early in his career, and, you know, went through the growing pains of, you know, being thrown into the fire early in his career, and that certainly helped him grow and experience a lot of things over the course of time. And, you know, getting his 1,000th point is impressive, and that speaks to the longevity and the consistency he's had over his career. And, you know, he would tell you that he probably thought it would come a little bit sooner, but, you know, he stayed the course and is really playing his best basketball down the stretch here his senior year. And, you know, the one thing I can say to Drake, too, is not only did he have an outstanding performance last night to get to, you know, over 1,000 points and 26 points, but he was really unselfish in the way he did it and still had 6 assists and impacted the game in other ways with 6 steals. So it wasn't just a case of him shot hunting or anything like that. He was very unselfish, getting his teammates involved, and just took what came through the flow of the game. And, you know, I've been super appreciative to Coach Drake over the course of his 4 years at Jackson Heights, and I hope, you know, we all have the best wishes for him and his career after this, and we've certainly appreciated the time we've had with him to this point.
Upcoming at Pleasant Ridge on Friday and ACCHS next Tuesday, what are some keys here for these Northeast Kansas League matchups?
Yeah, it's just about finding consistency for us, I think. You know, we have good defensive possessions, bad defensive possessions. You know, we have good offensive possessions, and I feel like we're finding our groove on offense here, but that's going to be the key is, you know, once you think you found something, you relax a little bit, and you may take a step down, and we're constantly preaching to the guys, stay focused, stay engaged, make sure that we keep doing the things that are going to make us successful, and hopefully we can develop that consistency on offense, not only within our movement, but our shot making, and, you know, tighten the gears a little bit, or tighten the screws, if you will, on defense a little bit, and cut off a couple of these driving lanes that we're allowing, make sure that our box outs are strong and secure, and make sure that we're playing at the pace and in the style of play that we know is going to make us successful down the stretch.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thanks, as always, Quinton.
That was Head Coach Brett Platter with the Jackson Heights Cobra Boys. This Cobra Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Upcoming, the Jackson Heights Cobras will take on the Pleasant Ridge Rams here on Friday, next Tuesday, the ACCHS Tigers.